when you have professors who literally do not believe in truth, that there is such thing as absolute truth, that truth is relative, you go, you know, wouldn't you want to go somewhere else to learn, to have an education than someplace where literally there are people who are teaching you there is no such thing as truth? I think in actuality, a lot of truth is believed that isn't actually admitted. I read about a ethics teacher. I used to teach an ethics course, and I found this very interesting because it was a secular ethics professor who had taught moral relativism to her students. And then she was outraged because she found out that over half the students had cheated on the final. They'd gotten a hold of the key or whatever, you know, and cheated on the final. And I thought, now, why would you be outraged at these students? Why would you punish these students? Maybe you should give them extra credit because they practiced the very philosophy of moral relativism that you taught them. So it showed in actual fact, it's like the person who says, I don't believe in absolutes, but somebody breaks into their car and steals their stereo, and they know absolutely that that was wrong.